Former Speaker Charles McCall is running for Oklahoma governor. A bill requiring an excuse for an absentee ballot passes committee. And federal layoffs are impacting Oklahoma indigenous communities. We'll have details coming up on the KGOU PM News Brief for Tuesday, February 18th. I'm McDaniels, in for Deborah Shar. Former Oklahoma Speaker of the House Charles McCall is running for governor. Robbie Korth reports he joins Attorney General Gintner Drummond in a Republican primary field that promises to be crowded.
McCall writes in an open letter that he's filing to run for governor to stop what he calls liberal attacks against Oklahoma. He says he'll have a formal campaign launch at a later date. The Atoka Republican served in the legislature for 12 years, 8 of which he led the state's House of Representatives. McCall's announcement took a stern conservative tone. He condemned the left and touted his achievements in the Oklahoma legislature, including a transgender bathroom ban, enacting constitutional carry of firearms, and cutting the grocery tax. He joins Drummond among the big names in the GOP primary, touting their conservative credentials. The state's primary election will be in June 2026, with the general election coming in November. I'm Robbie Korth.
A bill proposing Oklahoma voters be required to provide a reason for requesting an absentee ballot was introduced this legislative session. Our own Hannah France reports committee members voted in its favor on Monday.
If passed into law, Republican Representative Molly Jenkins's House Bill 1515 would require Oklahoma voters to fill out a form explaining why they cannot vote in person to request an absentee ballot. The bill proposes the Secretary of the State Election Board create the form and lists work, school, or travel as valid excuses. The House Elections and Ethics Committee voted 4-3 in favor of the bill. In past legislative sessions, the bill would now be eligible to be heard on the House floor. However, Oklahoma House Speaker Kyle Hilbert introduced a two-tiered committee structure for this session, which means bills passed out of their first committees will go on to an oversight committee before being heard on the floor. I'm Hannah France.
Former Oklahoma State University President Dr. Casey Shrum will return to work at the university's Center for Health Sciences in July. Anna Pope reports on Shrum's resignation letter from earlier this month.
In the letter obtained via public records request, Shrum requests a sabbatical to begin the same day she resigned and says she will return to being tenured faculty at the OSU Center for Health Sciences in July. Shrum says it was an honor to work as the university's president. She mentions record enrollment, student retention rates, research funding, and philanthropic support during her tenure. On the same day, Elizabeth Pollard, former CEO and president of the Innovation Foundation at OSU, submitted her resignation letter. Pollard says she is proud of what has been built through the Innovation Foundation and thanks Shrum for her leadership. All of this comes after the Oklahoma A&M Board of Regents voted on 4 motions relating to the foundation and appropriated funds. The purpose of the motions is unclear, but the outcome was Shrum's exit. I'm Anna Pope.
Federal offices crucial to indigenous communities in Oklahoma are experiencing layoffs. Sarah Lisi has details.
Paige Willett landed a job at the Bureau of Indian Affairs in the summer of 2023. Willett is a citizen of the Potawatomi Nation and was responsible for communications-related tasks, including a project called the STEP Initiative, which helped BIE schools create websites.
You know, obviously I won't be a part of it anymore, which is very unfortunate and makes me sad.
Willett was one of 40 BIE employees who were reportedly let go. ICT reports 118 at the Bureau of Indian Affairs were slated to be fired. Additionally, more than 900 at Indian Health Service were supposed to be let go, but that was later verbally rescinded by the Trump administration. In Oklahoma City, I'm Sarah Lisi.
You'll find more news at our website, kgou.org. We also invite you to follow the KGOU AM News Brief podcast.
Each morning, it's a new opportunity, a chance to start fresh. Up First from NPR makes each morning an opportunity to learn and to understand. Choose to join the world every morning with Up First, a podcast that hands you everything going on across the globe and down the street, all in 15 minutes or less. Start your day informed and anew with Up First by subscribing wherever you get your podcasts.